Four of the seven seats on the Cincinnati Board of Education are up for re-election in November, but the six members have to hold an election of their own before then because of the death last month of school board member Chris Nelms. Joining me to talk about the process, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what is the process to replace a school board member who dies while in office, and where do things stand with this right now?
The process is doesn't involve the voters, number one. It involves the six remaining members of the Cincinnati Board of Education. Chris Nelms' term runs through December 2019, so they have to choose a person to fill that seat, a person who can fill out that seat and then run again in 2019 or not. And they had to set up a process for this. So, you know, it's a very complicated situation, but they have to do something by October 18th.
Now, how many people are in the running for that?
Well, right now, they have 25 people who have applied for that job, 25 people who are going to be interviewed. They file resumes, and the decision will be made by October 18th. And that decision, if the Board of Education can't come up with an agreement on one person, the choice would go to the county probate court judge. But right now, I mean, you have 25 people running or applying for this job. You have only 13 on the ballot running for the four seats.
So that's kind of unusual.
It is kind of unusual, and the reason, I think, is because it's a whole lot easier to apply for a job and try to get it through an appointment rather than spend a whole lot of money and time and effort and run as a candidate. So if you can get that seat, a seat, on the Cincinnati Board of Education without running, all the better. Now, among those 25 are five people who are already candidates on the ballot in November for the four seats that are open. It's Gary Favors, Christine Fisher, Marcia Futel, Kareem Moffitt, and Kathy Young. And they have all applied for Chris Nelms' seat, but they are also on the ballot for one of the four open seats.
So what does that mean? If they get appointed, then what?
Well, I mean, obviously you can't serve in two seats, and they're going to have to find some way. The Board of Elections will have to be notifying voters that, you know, one of those people is on the ballot but is no longer a candidate because he or she has been appointed to the board. And that's going to be difficult because the absentee ballots start going out on Wednesday. So they won't have, we won't know who that person is, whether or not it's going to be one of the five or not.
So if people would vote for, if that one of the five got appointed and people would vote for that person because of those absentee ballots already being out there, would that just be null and void?
Well, I think that vote for a person who was already appointed would probably have to be yes. But, you know, that's not clear yet. We're, you know, these are still questions that need to be answered.
How's the board go about choosing who it will be?
Well, they're going to bring everybody in. They're going to interview them. They're going to talk about it. They're going to look at their resumes. I think, you know, in the case of many of these people, they know them because they've had some interaction with the Cincinnati Public Schools before. In one case, Kathy Young is a retired teacher. Gary Favors is a teacher at this point. And they've all had some kind of interaction with the CPS at one point or another. So, you know, they know who they're dealing with for the most part, I think. And I believe that they'll probably be able to come to a consensus on one candidate.
Are they looking for anything in particular?
I think they're looking for somebody who probably is like Chris Nelms. And Chris Nelms was unique. That may be difficult because he was very, very active working with young people. He was a former minor league baseball player who instituted the RBI program which encourages young African-American kids to learn baseball and also life lessons at the same time. And he was very much involved in the community. And they're gonna, and he was the only African-American male on the Board of Education. So that might be a consideration as well.
Now, we do have a little reminder for everybody to read Tales from the Trail. It's your look back at your many, many years covering politics. And in a sentence, this past week's was about?
This past week's was a very funny story about John Merlesina, the former Cincinnati City Councilman member.
And plumber, and that that plays into
and
the story.
it plays into it very much.
So. Take a look at the website, WVXU.org. Howard, thanks so much.
Sure.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time.